community.
I'm Melissa Howell.
A secret foreign plot to spread COVID disinformation in the U.S. I'm J.J. Green.
Overwhelmed in the ER. Data show Maryland hospitals report record high patient volume. I'm Megan Cloherty.
It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper, and Chicago singer R. Kelly faces sentencing in May after being found guilty on all counts at his racketeering and sex trafficking trial. Acting U.S. Attorney Jacqueline Kasulis in New York.
To the victims in this case, your voices were heard, and justice was finally served.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson says the evidence against the singer was overwhelming.
The prosecution presented witness after witness that said that R. Kelly and his whole criminal enterprise preyed upon young women and teenagers, that he groomed them, he forced them to engage in sexual acts, that in fact he intimidated them and bribed him, and that this conduct was a major federal offense.
Republican senators have blocked a bill to raise the debt limit and keep the government operating. CBS's Peter King.
The vote was 50 to 48 against taking up the bill, which needed 60 votes to make it to the floor. The proposal would have funded the government through early December. Democrats are expected to try for it again before Thursday's deadline to avoid a government shutdown, even as they press on with President Biden's $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan. The challenge now is still getting all Democrats on board for that. West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Arizona's Kristen Sinema say they won't vote for anything that large. Peter King, CBS News.
CBS's Errol Barnett has the latest developments in the country's struggle with COVID-19.
Thousands of New York hospital workers face an ultimatum: get vaccinated or be terminated.
It's not a role I relish, but I also am realistic to know that there are people who will not come back to their jobs.
New York's governor is considering calling in the National Guard to help fill positions. While 84% of state hospital workers are now fully vaccinated, that means more than 83,000 are not.
A judge has ordered the unconditional release of the man who shot President Reagan in 1981 in an unsuccessful assassination attempt. John Hinckley Jr.'s lawyer, Barry Levine, says...
What we know about him is that by history, he had a mental disease. But if you examine him today, you cannot detect this.
A federal judge says Hinckley must continue to follow court guidelines. It's the biggest investment in Ford's history, WWJ's Jeff Gilbert explains.
Ford investing $11.4 billion, creating 11,000 jobs with two new facilities in Tennessee and Kentucky. Chief Operating Officer Lisa Drake says they'll be building EV batteries and electric pickups.
We think one-third of the full-size pickup segment will be fully electric by the time 2030 rolls around.
Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
It is 9:03 on a Monday, September the 27th, 2021. 72 degrees, headed down to the mid-50s and mid-60s. And a good evening to you. I'm Mike Murillo. The top local stories we're following this hour. Montgomery County Public Schools already have a vaccination mandate in place, and now the county council is considering mandating COVID-19 shots to all county employees as well.
A bill requiring Montgomery County employees to get their COVID-19 vaccinations is being introduced by the county council. Council Vice President Gabe Albornoz said most employees have been vaccinated, and he made his position clear.
I do think we are at a point now, given everything we know about this virus and where we need to go, that mandates make sense.
The bill includes medical exemptions, and documentation would be required. Religious exemptions have not been included in the language of the bill being introduced, but Council President Tom Hucker pointed out,
like most policies, it's a little more complicated the more you look into it. I think it's totally appropriate we have those kind of considerations to discuss.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
904, Maryland COVID vaccination rates are among the nation's highest, but there's concern about rising COVID cases in the schools.
Maryland ranks 12th in the nation for the percent of its population fully vaccinated. Senate President Bill Ferguson.
Maryland is holding strong.
Right now, Montgomery County and Baltimore have the lowest rate of new cases. But where COVID cases are growing fastest is among school children. prompting some senators, including Senator Clarence Lamb of Howard County, a physician, to call for mandatory vaccinations of students 12 plus.
And I've seen patients where there are parents that have gotten COVID from their kids.
But the state health secretary says mandatory vaccine decisions belong to the school districts. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
New tonight, Virginia's governor is providing an update on COVID cases and vaccinations.
With the Delta variant on the rise, Governor Ralph Northam says among the unvaccinated, cases have jumped from a handful a day to 4,000 in recent weeks.
Nearly every single one of these is a person who has chosen not to get a shot.
The surge in unvaccinated cases has cost the Commonwealth $5 billion. Northam says part of the cost for treatment will soon fall on patients.
Think about how you want your obituary to read, because you're taking a foolish, dangerous chance.
As for the vaccinated, he says at least 60% of the population has gotten the shot.
We can beat this virus, but it's going to take all of us.
Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
He has been labeled by his challenger as a clone of former President Donald Trump. Now Virginia's Republican gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin is clarifying whether he would have voted to certify the 2020 presidential election were he in Congress, telling WTKR-TV.
I've consistently said it. I've said it from the beginning. And on top of that, of course, I would have signed it. I mean, this is just another silly example of Terry McAuliffe, who is starting to lose this election, and he knows it. His campaign's floundering. He's trying to find something else for people to talk about.
This comes after Axios reported Youngkin wouldn't answer the question in Harrisonburg on Friday. Polls show the race tightening between Youngkin and Democrat Terry McAuliffe, a former governor of the Commonwealth. Tomorrow night, the second and final debate between McAuliffe and Youngkin will take place at 7. We'll air it live here on WTOP and at WTOP.com. The Six Flags theme park in Prince George's County is shortening its hours. This comes after a night of fights and vandalism this past weekend. The theme park says it will now close by 9 p.m. each day through the duration of Fright Fest, its annual Halloween event. Video posted online showed people running and groups of kids jumping up and down on cars and some glass being broken on Saturday, leading to the park closing an hour early. The county's police department says it's looking for all those involved. Coming up on WTOP is a foreign plot afoot to spread disinformation about COVID vaccines in the U.S. It's 9:07.
Care has the power to bring kindness where it's needed. It brings out the best in every one of us. It doesn't just see people. It takes time to understand them. It puts the needs of others ahead of its own. And when you start with Care, you end up with a very different kind of bank. Truist. Truist Bank, member FDIC.
The clock is running out. Federal IT budgets will expire soon. Do you have the right team in place to help you procure the technology you need? DLT Solutions has federal procurement pros, technology experts, and vast channel partner network to help you quickly and easily get the IT solutions you need.